So the parasha talks about the argument between Yaakov. Yaakov tells Lavan, "Hey Lavan, you told me you were gonna, I was be able to marry Rachel, and you gave me Leah. So I thought we would talk about another type of argument." Zilberstein brings down the following case. He said there was once a Baal Tshuva lived at home with his parents, who were not yet Baalei Tshuva, and he knew that the halacha that every Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, you have to light candles. So he suggested to his mother that she should light Shabbos candles. However, she was not in the least bit interested in doing that, and therefore he would light the Shabbos candles himself every week for his household. However, in addition to that, him returning to Avodah Hashem and Avodah Hashem, 4 years later, his younger sister, the daughter in the house, the 14-year-old daughter, also became a Baal Tshuva. One Erev Shabbos, he was preparing lighting the Shabbos candles, and his sister said, "Hey, wait a minute, the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles belongs to girls. I want to light the Shabbos candles instead of you." He said back to her, "What are you talking about? I've been doing it for such a long time, the mitzvah, and also I've been doing it for a long time, but plus, also the mitzvah is on the woman of the house, which is our mother. Mommy doesn't want to do it. It does not go back to you now." So he asked Rav Zilberstein, should the boy continue lighting as he had done previously for 4 years? Or should he let his younger sister light instead? Should they come to some sort of compromise? What should they do? Rav Zilberstein quotes, for several reasons, he says that the girl should actually take over the brother's job. Why? The Shulchan Aruch brings down an Or Chaim, Hilcha Shabbos, Simin Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Beis. Men and women are both obligated to make sure that their candles lit in their homes on Shabbos. If you look at Sif Gimel, however, the Rav Yosef Cairo brings down, Hanoshim Muzharos Bo Yoser. However, women are more strict about it. They women are especially instructed to light. Why? Because they are found at home, and they tend to the needs of the house. The Shulchan Aruch basically says the women are more especially instructed to do the lighting. Why? Because usually the women are the ones at home. Nowadays, you know, things are sometimes it can be the opposite. That you know, sometimes the women are out in the jobs, and they're the ones coming home right before Shabbos. But back in the day, the usual thing is the women are the ones who are left in the house. Rav Zilberstein says not only does that refer to the mother, but that also refers to the daughter. The girls are always home, the ones helping out the mother with the kids. The girls are more prevalent to be at home, and therefore the younger sister should light. However, Rav Zilberstein does quote another reason why she should light, is because if you look in the Simin Reish Samach Gimel, the Sif Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, why Dafka should the little sister start lighting instead of the brother? Because there's halacha that Chava brought darkness to the world. How did she extinguish the world? Chava was the one that caused Adam to sin by feeding him from the Eitz Hadas, right? And the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah. The Nei Shekibda Neiro Sheolam Shegarma Misa LaAdam Rishon. Therefore, what should he do? Because Chava extinguished the world, she brought death to the world. So now to be metakin to fix the sin that Chava did, we dafka, the women are the ones that bring light to the world. However, the Mishnah Berurah does add at the end, umi kol makom, nevertheless, tov, sha'ish yisakin aneros. He says it's very good for a man to feel he's part of the mitzvah. The man should set up the candles. The man should put the licht in and be able to have so that they have a part in the mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Eger has the whole thing that's the chiyuv mitzvah for the man in the mitzvah of halakas neros. But that's not for now. So two reasons why the younger sister would be able to go over over the older brother. Why? Number one, it's because the women are the women are at home. And the daughter is the one who, and she's there, she's included in helping the mother tend to the needs of the house. Number one. Number two, is that the girls are trying to be mataki to fix the sin of Chava. Chava brought death to the world, she extinguished the light of the world. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, brought that from the Ksavim, that women should bring light to the world, and therefore they are the ones that should do the halakas neros. Well, Zerbersin does conclude, saying that when she does light the candles, she should daven on the behalf of her brother, and he should continue to grow in Torah and grow in his avodas Hashem. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, it should be zochet to always, for good things, to be able to fight with each other, not for silly things of who gets which candies, or who gets to ride on something first, who gets the laptops first, but to be able to argue over mitzvahs, to be able to say who could do which mitzvah. And the Bez Hashem, the more we argue for different mitzvahs, the more we show how much we love his mitzvahs, the more we'll hear good things from Eretz Yisrael, Bez Hashem, and good things in our own lives. Be'ezrat Hashem, Yisbarach, Shkoyach.